Hello and welcome to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. Nagamine on the mound for Chunichi, and his first pitch is over the plate, swung on by Toritani, and line through the left side, base hit. So the Tigers waste absolutely no time as the clock strikes six, first pitch, and a base runner on board. That'll bring up second batter, Akahoshi. Runner at first base, nobody out. Here in the top of the first inning. Throw over to first base, Toritani back standing up. Nagamine comes set. His first pitch to Akahoshi misses low and away, ball one. The second offering, bunted on, right back to the pitcher. Nagamine fields the ball, throws over to first base in time. And Akahoshi executes a sacrifice bunt here in the first inning. That'll bring up Andy Sheets. With one out and a runner at second base, Andy Sheets batting .279 on the season. No home runs, five RBIs. The first pitch to Sheets, swung on and line foul off to the right side and out of play. Nagamine looks in and has a sign. Comes set. The second offering misses high and tight. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering, swung on and grounded back up the middle. Nagamine tries for the ball, but doesn't come up with it. Ball goes up past the second base bag, where shortstop Ibata fields the ball, fakes a throw to first, but does not throw it, as he won't be in time. So Sheets, a single up the middle, an infield single up the middle. Moves Toritani over to third base, and Kanemoto comes up with runners at the corners. Kanemoto batting .368 on the season, 6 home runs and 16 RBIs. Throw over to first base by Nagamine. The starting pitcher for the Chunichi Dragons tonight. Sheets was back standing up. First pitch to Kanemoto. Taken just a little inside. Ball one. The second offering, that one catches the outside corner for a called strike one. 1-1 the count to Kanemoto. Starting lineup for the Hanshin Tigers tonight at shortstop. Batting leadoff is Toritani. He singled on the first pitch here in the top of the first. The third offering to Kanemoto swung on and lifted to right field, but right to Fukudome, who makes the catch, throws the ball back in. The ball is coming back to second base, and Toritani scores! So Kanemoto, a sacrifice fly to right, puts the Hanshin Tigers up by a score of 1-0. So we have two away now, runner at first base. To continue the starting order for the Tigers, Akahoshi bats second, playing center field. Sheets plays first base. Batting third, Kanemoto, cleanup batter, bats fourth, playing left field. Imaoka, now up to bat, plays third base, takes first pitch outside for ball one. Hamanaka is on deck, playing right field. Yano in the number 7 slot behind the plate. Sekimoto plays second base and bats number 8. Next offering to Imaoka, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. And the pitcher for the Hanshin Tigers tonight will be Shimo Yanagi. Imaoka batting .288 on the season, no home runs, 4 RBIs. Nagamine, 1-1 offering, swung on, fouled off and out of play to the right side, 2 strikes and a ball. For the Chunichi Dragons, on the mound is Nagamine. Behind the plate, Tanishige. At first base, Woods. Second base, Araki. Third base, Nakamura. Shortstop, Ibata. Over in left field, Morino. Center field, Lee. And in right field, Fukudome. Next offering by Nagamine misses down low, ball 2. That evens the count at 2-2 to Imaoka. The 2-2 pitch misses inside, ball 3. Full count now to Imaoka. The first full count pitch of the game. Shobu pitch. Swung on and grounded up the middle and through into center field. Base hit. Sheets running on the play. He rounds second and heads into third base. And we've got runners at the corners with 2 down here in the top of the first inning. So Imaoka, a single up the middle. That'll bring up Hamanaka, Tigers right fielder, with 2 away and runners at first and third. We're in the top of the first inning. Hamanaka batting .136 on the season. We're in the top of the first inning. Hanshin has already scored 1. First pitch to Hamanaka misses outside, ball 1. Second offering taken for a called strike 1 down the middle at the knees. That was a good pitch. Nagamine has his sign. The 1-1 offering. Swung on in line. Deep to left field. Left fielder Moreno comes over. Fields the ball off the wall. One run in. And that's what it'll be as the ball comes back in. Hamanaka, an RBI double off the left field fence. So Sheets scores easily on the double. And Imoka heads over to third. There's a meeting of the infield at the mound now. Hoping to settle Nagamine down here in the top of the first. Two outs. Runners at second and third. And catcher Yano up to the plate. The first offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Anshin takes a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. The second offering misses just a little high, evening the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Fourth offering, swung on in line to left center field. It's a long run for Moreno, and it bounces into the gap between left and center. And the ball rolls to the fence. One run in, two runs in. Yano, a 2-RBI double to the left center field gap. And the hit parade continues for the Hanshin Tigers here in the first. This time, Mori, pitching coach, heads out to the mound to have a word with the pitcher, as the infield didn't seem to calm him down, although he doesn't really look all that excited. All right, Mori no pitching coach has had his say. Nagamine stays in there, and he'll be facing second baseman Sekimoto, the eighth Tiger batter of the inning. First offering misses down low. Ball one to Sekimoto. Nagamine comes set. The second offering misses low and inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Pitcher Shimo Yanagi is on deck. Hanshin Tigers have scored 4 here in the top of the first. Yano at second base. Sekimoto at the plate. The third offering misses outside. Ball 3. No strikes, 3 balls to the number 8 batter. Tanishige setting up outside. The ball's thrown outside. And Sekimoto takes an unintentional intentional walk. So that's the first walk given up by Nagamine. As the Tigers have 5 hits so far this inning. That'll bring up pitcher Shimo Yanagi. And Shimo Yanagi swings and fouls the first pitch off. Back to the backstop. Shimo Yanagi, 1-for-3, a .333 batting average. Coming over to Hanshin a couple years ago from the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Next offering swung on in line. Back to the pitcher. And through into center field, base hit. So pitcher Shimo Yanagi, a line drive up the middle and through. That's the 6th base hit for the Tigers this inning. And will bring us back to the top of the order in Toritani. Yano moved over to third on the base hit. So Toritani batting for the second time this inning. He led off the game, swinging at the first pitch, driving it the other way into left field for a base hit, batting .321 on the season. The first offering taken this time by Toritani, outside, ball 1. The bases are loaded for the Tigers. With 2 down. Tanishige set up low and outside, and the throw was high and outside, ball 2. Third offering misses down low. Appeal to the third base umpire says no, Toritani did not swing. No strikes, 3 balls. So does Toritani have the go ahead? Next offering, inside and high, ball 4. And that walks in a run. Ochiai Kontoku taking off his jacket now. I think he's had enough. Mori pitching coach on the phone to the bullpen, and here comes Ochiai Kontoku. So Nagamine, unable to get out of the first inning. Ochiai Kontoku takes the ball from the home plate umpire and slowly heads out to the mound. So, we'll take a break.
Catcher Oda, 46.
Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Aso comes in with two down in the top of the first inning. Hanshin Tigers leading now by a score of 5-0. They're on their second turnaround the batting order. Akahoshi, who sacrificed bunted his first at bat, comes up with the bases loaded. The first offering is swung on and grounded to the right side. Woods fields the ball, starts to throw to second base, but nobody's covering. Instead, throws to the pitcher covering, who is too late. Akahoshi beats it out. Single. Infield single by Akahoshi. And the Tigers lead 6-0. Woods fielded the ball going towards second base. Didn't have anybody to throw to over there. Turned, and Aso was late covering first base. That brings up Sheets. He's swinging at the first pitch. Grabs the ball to Nakamura at third, who fires across the diamond to Woods in time for the final out of the inning. So for the Tigers, here in the first inning, it's 6 runs on 7 hits, a pair of base on balls, and the Dragons are coming up. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hanshin Tigers score 6 in the top of the first inning. Dragons coming up. Leadoff batter will be Ibata, the Dragon shortstop. Shimoyanagi on the mound for the Hanshin Tigers. his first offering in there for a called strike one. Ibata will be followed by second baseman Araki, then right fielder Fukudome, followed by number four Woods playing first base, Morino in left field, and Nori Nakamura playing third base. Next offering misses for ball one, 1-1 the count. Center fielder Lee bats seventh, Tanishige the catcher bats eighth, and second pitcher of the night for the Dragons, Aso in the number nine slot. Next offering misses just a little high, ball two. One strike, two balls to count to leadoff batter Ibata here in the bottom of the first. The Tigers have just one win in the last 12 games starting last season here at Nagoya Dome. Next offering just catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Ibata doesn't think so. Thinks the ball was a little low and away. Nonetheless, 2-2 now the count to Ibata. The 2-2 pitch misses outside, ball three. And Shimoyanagi goes full count on his first batter. The Shobu pitch swung on and lined off and out of play to the right side. We'll do it again. Shobu pitch misses just outside, ball four, and the leadoff batter for the Dragons is on board. So that'll bring up second baseman Araki. Lucky stands in, batting 250. No home runs and two RBIs. His role in this case is usually to bunt, but he's swinging away, swinging and lining the first pitch foul up the right field line. Defensively for the Tigers, Shimoyanagi is on the pitcher's mound. Yano behind the plate. Sheets at first base. Sekimoto at second. Imoka at third. Toritani at shortstop, Kanemoto in left, Akahoshi in center, and Hamanaka in right. The second offering swung on and fouled off and away to the right side. Two strikes, no balls to count to Araki. Hanshin lead this one by a score of 6-0. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Next offering called strike three. Araki goes down looking on three pitches. Nice pitching by Shimoyanagi there. And that'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome batting 327, two home runs and 10 RBIs on the season. The first offering swung on and pulled foul up the right field line. Yano was setting up inside. And Shimoyanagi delivered it right there. Fukudome pulling a foul. Shimoyanagi comes set. The second offering swung on in line to right field. One bound to right fielder Hamanaka. Base hit. So the Dragons with runners at first and second now and one away. That'll bring up first baseman Tyrone Woods. Right-handed batter facing the left-handed Shimoyanagi. Woods batting 327, 8 home runs, 21 RBIs. The first offering misses outside, ball one. The second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. That evens the count at 1-1. Woods leads the league in home runs with 8, RBIs with 21. And is ranked 3rd in strikeouts with 15. In the batting race, he's tied in 7th with teammate Fukudome. Next pitch is strike 2. 2 strikes and a ball to Woods. Woods batting 600 with runners in scoring position. Next pitch misses low and inside. Ball 2, that evens the count at 2-2. One out, runners at first and second. Next pitch. And Woods fails to hold up. He goes all the way around on the low inside pitch. Strikeout swinging. That's the second strikeout for Shimoyanagi. And we'll bring up left fielder Morino. Left-handed batter to face the left-handed pitcher. Morino batting 367 on the season, 3 home runs and 10 RBIs. The first offering misses low and away, ball one. Morino ranked 4th in batting in the Central League going into the game. Next offering, low and away, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls to count. Hanshin leads us 1-6-0. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Next offering misses up high, ball 3. Runners at first and second, 2 away for the Dragons in the bottom of the first. The fourth offering catches the outside corner. Strike one. Punching Tigers scored 6 runs on 7 hits in the first inning. Had 1 run walked in. And the next offering misses down low. Ball 4. And that's the second base on balls given up by Shimo Yanagi. And loads the bases. For third baseman Nori Nakamura. Number 99 started off the season with number 205. Takes first pitch low and away, ball one. Batting 259 now, 1 home run, 7 RBIs. Has really raised that average since last week. The second offering swung on and lifted to right center field. Center fielder Akahoshi comes over and makes the catch for out number 3. So Nakamura, not this time with the bases loaded. The Dragons load the bases, but come up empty in the bottom of the first. After one complete now, the Hanshin Tigers lead this one by a score of 6-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hanshin Tigers deep into their second time around the order. Leading off the second will be Kanemoto. Kanemoto hit a sacrifice fly his first at bat. Takes first pitch high and away, ball one. Second pitcher of record, Asano on the mound for the Chunichi Dragons. Second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. A diving catch by Araki. Turns, fires, and it's Woods has to make a jumping stop to get the ball. Kanemoto safe. A fine play by Araki to keep the ball from going through, but just stopping the ball wasn't enough. By the time he gets up and fires off balance, Kanemoto was already safe at first. So that'll bring up third baseman Imaoka. The first offering in there for a called strike one. Imaoka batting 300 on the season now. Singled up the middle is with an infield hit, his first at bat. The next offering, swung on, grounded to second base. Araki up with the ball, throws wide of third base, or wide of second base, pulling Ibata off the bag, safe! Everyone is safe! So Imaoka reaches on an error by the second baseman. Araki, that is so unlike him! So E4 puts Imaoka on. Tigers have runners at first and second and nobody out here in the second. That'll bring up right fielder Hamanaka. The first offering in there for a called strike one. Hamanaka doubled off the left field wall, driving in a run, his first at bat. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Inaba up with the ball, shovels the ball to Araki, who relays on to Woods. 6-4-3 double play. Kanemoto heads over to third base. So we now have a runner at third with two away. And Yano up to bat, batting 236 on the season. Yano doubled in two to the left center field gap, his first at bat. First offering, swung on, fouled off, then out of play to the right side. Strike one. Also, the Dragons' third round draft choice this past fall on the mound. We're seeing a lot of young players on the mound this year. Next offering misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering in there for a called strike, strike two. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. The monitor is showing me two strikes and two balls, whereas I have two strikes and one ball. Did I miss a pitch? Looks like I did. Yahoo agrees that there are two balls. Okay. So 2-2 the count to Yano. Kanishiki is set up low and away. Aso put it there. Ball three. So full count to Yano. The Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle. Ibata fields the ball just left of the second base bag, throws on to first in time, and the side is retired. So the Tigers here in the second inning get a runner as far as third base, but come up empty. After 1.5, Tigers continue to lead this one 6-0. To Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Tigers up 6-0. Tigers pounded out seven hits in the first inning. And with the aid of a couple of walks, we're able to score 6 runs. Trying to break out of the bad luck they've had at Nagoya Dome since last year. For the Dragons, it'll be the bottom of the order, Lee Tanishige, and the pitcher spot, Hasso. Lee stands in. The first offering misses just outside. Ball one. The second offering swung on and fouled past the third base coach. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering, big swing and a miss. Lee reaching for the ball. Getting only air, that's 2 strikes and a ball. At Kyocera Dome, the Giants are hosting the Hiroshima Carp tonight. And that one's tied up, 1 apiece. Next offering to Lee, misses low and away. Ball 2, evening the count at 2-2. Yokohama and Yakult at Jingu were rained out. The 2-2 offering to Lee. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Shimo Yanagi runs in front of third baseman Imaoka, who fields the ball, throws to first just in time for out number one. So a slow dribbler to third. Fielded fine by Imaoka, who throws Lee out. For out number one, that'll bring up Tanishige. At Fullcast Stadium Miyagi, the SoftBank Hawks lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 1-0 after 2 complete. The first pitch to Tanishige swung on and grounded up the middle past the second base bag into center field. Base hit. That's the second Dragon base hit today. And with one out, we've got the pitcher spot coming up. And Aso will be hitting for himself. Aso showing bunt, takes first pitch outside for ball one. The only other Pacific League game, Oryx and Lotte, has been canceled due to rain. The next offering, bunted up the first base side, fielded in foul territory by Sheets. That evens the count at 1-1. Nippon Ham Seibu. I missed that game, didn't I? Nippon Ham leads Seibu by a score of 4-1. The Seibu Lions batting in the bottom of the second inning at Goodwill Dome. Next offering, bunt attempt by Asano, missed. Yano comes up faking a throw to first. Tanishige stumbles back into first base, but Sheets wasn't covering. I think Tanishige might have been hung up there. Had Sheets beat him back to the bag. So two strikes and a ball to the pitcher Aso. He's showing bunt again. The next offering, bunt attempts, missed by Aso. Strike three. So it's strike three swinging. As Aso fails to get any wood on the ball there. So we go back to the top of the order in Ibata. Ibata led off the bottom of the first with a base on balls. And was stranded on third. Batting 273 on the season, one home run, seven RBIs. The first offering in there for a called strike one. Didn't Nakamura strand the bases loaded a couple times last week? On last week's Pro Yaki Live? Next offering, called strike two. He had bases loaded twice last week. Sacrifice fly once and ended the inning the second time. Next offering misses inside. Ball one, Shimo Yanagi was walking off the mound toward the third base dugout. Shimo Yanagi back on the mound, has the sign, come set. A fourth offering in the dirt, blocked well by Yano. And that evens the count at 2-2. Fifth offer, swung on and fouled off to the right side. So we'll do it again, 2-2 the count with two away. Runner at first base, Chunichi down 6-0, we're in the bottom of the second inning. Ibata at the plate. Tanishige, the runner at first. A 2-2 pitch. Misses outside. Ball three. Full count now to Ibata. Noyanagi, thumb set. Shobu pitch, misses inside, ball four. So Ibata draws his second base on balls this game. And that puts runners at first and second with two away. And second baseman Araki coming up to bat. Araki struck out looking on three pitches, his first at bat. The first offering swung on and fouled off his foot. Araki walks it off. Batting 246 on the season, no home runs and two RBIs. Araki stands in. The second offering misses outside, ball one. 1-1 now the count. The 1-1 offering called, strike two. Araki thought the ball might have been a little high. Up at the letters. The fourth offering misses inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Two and two, two away, two on. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Third base coach fields the ball. Off the wall, bounced back. We've now been going an hour as the clock strikes seven. The sixth pitch swung on and lined a blooper over the shortstop. One bound into left field. Base hit. Tanishige rounds third. He chugs on home without a throw. Safe. Home in. So Araki a blooping RBI single to left field. Scores Tanishige from second. Of course, with the count full and two down, runners were on the move there. Ibata holds his second base. As the Dragons finally get on the board. So that'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome single to right, his first at bat. The first offering catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Fukudome gives the umpire a look like he doesn't agree. Batting 340, two home runs, 10 RBIs. The next offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder Kanemoto over toward the line. And still jogging toward the line, makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So for the Dragons, a pair of base hits and a walk gives them a run here in the bottom of the second inning. Yet, after two complete, they continue to trail this one by a score of 6-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tigers lead this one by a score of 6-1 after two complete. They'll be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters. Sekimoto, Shimoyanagi, then Toritani. Here in the top of the third inning. Nagamine started off the game on the mound for the Chunichi Dragons and only managed to get two outs before being replaced by Aso, who is on the mound now. Aso's first offering to Sekimoto in there for a called strike one. The second offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Ibata, up with the ball, throws over to Woods in plenty of time. And we have one away. That'll bring up pitcher Shimoyanagi. Shimoyanagi on the second offering by Nagamine in the first. Hit a comebacker right past him. And up the middle for a base hit. The first offering to Shimoyanagi misses for ball one. Shimoyanagi now batting 500, 2-for-4. Next pitch misses low and inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to the pitcher. Third offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. Shimoyanagi looking all the way. The fourth pitch misses inside low, ball three. One strike, three balls. Rookie Aso on the mound. Next pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Bringing the count full. The next offering, called strike three on the outside corner. So two away here in the top of the third inning. That brings us back to the top of the order in Toritani. Toritani batting for the third time in three innings. In the first inning, Toritani led off the game, swinging at the first pitch and lining it to left for a base hit, then drew a base on balls. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Toritani batting 321 on the season. Next offering, called strike one on the inside corner. Ready, Also, just nibbling at the corners. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. The pitch almost handcuffing Toritani. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Shortstop Ibata going out and toward the line. Moreno coming over to join him, and it's Ibata who finally makes the catch just inside fair territory for out number three. So for the Tigers, they go down in order for the first time tonight. Here in the third. And after 2.5 now, continue to lead this one by a score of 6-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. The Hanshin Tigers lead this one at Nagoya Dome by a score of 6-3 after 2.5 innings. If you're just joining us, the Hanshin Tigers in the first inning sent up 12 batters, scoring 6 runs, chasing starting pitcher Nagamine after just 2 outs. Shimo Yanagi getting the start for the Hanshin Tigers tonight. Has allowed just 1 run on 2 hits so far. He's walked quite a few. Tyrone Woods leads off the bottom of the third, taking first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike 1. Woods would be followed by left fielder Moreno and third baseman Nakamura. The second offering swung on a miss, strike 2. Ball in the dirt. Woods with a bit of a golf swing on that one. The third offering, this one in the dirt, Woods not going for it. 2 strikes and a ball. Woods struck out swinging his first at bat. The fourth offering misses down low, ball 2. Evening the count at 2-2. The fifth offering swung on and grounded to the right side, past the diving Sekimoto into right field, base hit. So Woods leads off the third with the Dragons' fourth hit of the night. And that'll bring up Moreno. Runner first base, nobody out. Moreno drew a base on balls, his first at bat. Takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. The second offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop. And Moreno's got two quick strikes on him. The two-strike no-ball pitch misses inside, ball one. Two strikes and a ball now the count. The fourth offering misses low and away, ball two. So after getting two quick strikes on Moreno, Shimoyanagi throwing a couple of waste pitches. The next offering misses up high, ball three. So two quick strikes followed by three balls in a row, and we go full. Shimoyanagi coming up on his 50th pitch of the night. And with the runner going, swung on and grounded up the middle. It's Toritani fielding the ball just to the right of the second base bag. Can't get Woods, who was running on the pitch. So he throws to first base for the first out of the inning. Woods advances to second. It's a good thing Woods was running. That brings up Nakamura. Nakamura flew out to center his first at bat. Takes first pitch for strike one called. With the bases loaded in the first inning, Nakamura flew out to kill a potential comeback rally by the Dragons. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Line past the third base coach. Nakamura stands in. The next offering swung on and missed. Strike three. Nakamura going for a pitch in the dirt. Shimoyanagi, good forkball, fooled Nakamura. And that's the fourth strikeout by Shimoyanagi tonight. And we'll bring up center fielder Lee. Lee batting .267 on the year, one home run and six RBIs. Grounded out to third, his first at bat. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The The second offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman Imolka gives a little chase, but that ball will go into the stands. Two strikes, no balls to count to Lee. Two away, runner at second base. Third offering misses just outside, ball one. Two strikes and a ball. Next offering, and the dirt ball gets away from Yano and rolls into the first base dugout. Woods rounds third and heads on back as the ball is out of play. So a wild pitch by Shimoyanagi allows Woods to head over to third base. And that evens the count at 2-2. Next offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Toritani goes back. Kanemoto comes in, and it's Kanemoto in left field who makes the catch for out number 3. So Woods, a leadoff single, stranded at third base. After 3 complete now, Hanshin continues to lead this one by a score of 6-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hanshin Tigers in the fourth inning will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Akahoshi, Sheets, and Kanemoto. Also, on the mound, first offering to Kanemoto, misses up high. Or to Akahoshi, rather, misses up high, ball one. The second offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. Aso has a very strange delivery as he's doing his leg kick. His left leg comes up and hits his glove. Often while he's still pulling the ball out of it. Next offering, misses low and away, ball two, one strike, two balls. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. That evens the count at 2-2 to Akahoshi. Akahoshi. 2-2 pitch. Misses inside. Akahoshi jumping back out of the way of that one. That brings the count full. Sobu pitch swung on and sliced into left field. Base hit. So the Tigers have their ninth hit of the evening, putting Akahoshi on first base with nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. That'll bring up first baseman Sheets. Sheets has singled and grounded out to third. Batting .286 on the season, no home runs, 5 RBIs. The first pitch in there down the middle for a called strike one. Akahoshi not running on the pitch. The second offering catches the outside corner, called strike two. Giants and Hiroshima Kyocera Dome continue to be tied 1-1 after 3.5 innings. Next offering swung on in line through the right side into right field. Base hit. Fukudome up with the ball. Holds Akahoshi to second base. And we've got back-to-back singles here in the fourth. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. And Kanemoto coming up to the plate. Kanemoto hit a sacrifice fly to right, his first at bat. And singled up the middle, his second. Yokohama and Yakult called due to rain. Kanemoto batting .379, 6 home runs, 17 RBIs. First offering in the dirt. Ball one. After four complete at Full Cast Stadium Miyagi, SoftBank continues to lead Rakuten by a score of 1-0. The second offering misses high and away, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls to Kanemoto. And at Goodwill Dome, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters lead the Seibu Lions by a score of 4-1 after 3 complete. Finally, Lotte Erotix were rained out at Chiba Marine Stadium. The third offering swung on and hit deep to right center. Center fielder Lee looking at the ball. Fukudome back at the wall. Looks up. Haita! Home run! Kanemoto. A 3-run home run to right field. And the Tigers take a 9-1. Lead. Kanemoto got all of that slider. And that will tie Kanemoto with Woods in the RBI department. As Imoka takes first pitch for ball one. Second offering misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Imaoka. No, Kanemoto is still one short of Woods in RBIs. And one short of Woods in home runs. That is seventh of the season. So tonight, four RBIs by Kanemoto gives him 20. Next pitch in the dirt. After strike one, that makes it ball three. Imaoka batting 295 on the season. Singled and reached on an error. The fifth offering misses low and away. Ball four. And Aso having trouble here in the fourth inning. Still nobody out. Three runs in so far. And runner at first base. That'll bring up Hamanaka. Hamanaka swinging at the first pitch, fouling it off past the third base coach. Strike one. Hamanaka so far tonight doubled off the left field wall to drive in a run and grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. Second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two quick strikes on Hamanaka. Third offering, swung on and lifted to left center field. Left center fielder Morino coming over, but it's Lee in straightaway center field who makes the catch. For out number one. So Aso challenging Hamanaka on three pitches after walking Imaoka on five. Gets the first out of the inning. That'll bring up catcher Yano. The first offering just misses outside and low. Ball one. Second offering misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls. What is it with Aso? He challenges some batters and not others. The third offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. Fourth pitch, swung on and lifted to the right side. Tanishige coming over toward the first base dugout, but he gives up as that ball sails into the stands for strike number two. Fifth offering to Yano, swung on a miss, strike three. Yano way ahead of the pitch. Nice changeup by Aso. Getting Yano leaning forward and still not able to contact the ball as he swings through well ahead of the pitch coming across the plate. That'll bring up second baseman Sekimoto. First offering swung on and fouled off up the first baseline. Batting 132 on the season, no home runs, one RBI. Drew a walk his first at bat and grounded out to short. The second pitch misses low and away. Ball one. One strike, one ball the count. Punching Tigers lead this one by a score of 9-1. Two away here in the top of the fourth inning with a runner at first base. Next offering to Sekimoto in there for a called strike two on the outside part of the plate. So two strikes and a ball to number eight batter, Sekimoto. The next offering in there for a called strike three. So Sekimoto goes down looking. And the side is retired, but not before Kanemoto hits a three-run home run to right field, putting the Tigers up by a score of 9-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chunichi Dragons here in the fourth inning will be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters. Kanishige, the pitcher spot, Aso for the time being, and Ibata. Nagamine started off the game for the Dragons and gave up 6 runs, only able to get 2 outs. Actually, he had only given up 5 runs at the point, but the 6th run is charged to Nagamine. As Aso came in, allowed a infield single to Akahoshi, which scored the 6th Tiger run in the first inning. Tanishige leads off for the Dragons, batting 200. Tanishige singled up the middle, his first at bat here tonight. Later scored the only Chunichi run, swings and fouls the first pitch off to the right side. Shimo Yanagi on the mound for the Anshin Tigers. Second offering misses up high. Ball one. That brings the count to 1-1. Shimo Yanagi's third offering misses way up and away. Ball two, one strike, two balls. Shimo Yanagi doing some groundwork on the mound after that pitch. The fourth offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. Two and two, the count. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Shimo Yanagi going back and forth between throwing from set position and the windup. The 2-2 pitch again, swung on and fouled off and out of play. We'll do it again. The seventh offering by Shimo Yanagi, swung on and grounded up the middle. Shimo Yanagi sticks his glove out, misses the ball. It's second baseman Sekimoto who fields it, throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up Shimizu Masaumi to pinch hit for the pitcher. 0-1 on the season. Takes first pitch for ball one. Second offering misses high and outside. No strikes, two balls to Shimizu. The third offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Toritani up with the ball, fires across the diamond in plenty of time. And we have two quick outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Back to the top of the order in Ibata. Ibata batting 273 on the season, one home run, seven RBIs, has drawn a pair of walks against Shimo Yanagi tonight. Swinging at the first pitch, lifting it to the right side. Sekimoto going back, but it's Hamanaka coming in, who calls for it and makes the catch for out number three. So the Dragons retired in order again here in the fourth. After four complete now, the Hanshin Tigers lead this one by a score of 9-1. welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Shimizu stays in the game. And we have a new battery, it looks like. Shimizu stays in at catcher. And Grosseski comes in to pitch, and he bats in Tanishige's spot. Shimoyanagi, standing way in the back of the batter's box, swings and misses at the first pitch. And the second pitch, he's just up there to strike out. Grosseski pitching from the stretch, third offering. Shimoyanagi swings and misses without even coming close to putting the bat over the plate. So, one away here in the fifth inning, and we go back to the top of the order for the Hanshin Tigers in Toritani. Grosseski, the third pitcher record for the Dragons tonight. First offering to Toritani in there for a called strike one. Grosseski has appeared in four games and has yet to give up an earned run. The second offering in there for a called strike two. Those pitches too, Shimoyanagi, were very good pitches, by the way. He didn't strike him out just because Shimoyanagi swung and missed him. Next offering just misses outside. Toritani singled on the first pitch of the game, drew a base on balls, and flew out too short. Next offering misses, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 with one away here in the top of the fifth inning. Nobody on for the Tigers. Tigers leading this one by a score of 9-1. Next offering, Toritani jams, swings, and fouls the pitch away to the left side. Left-handed batter. The next offering misses down low. Ball three. So Grosseski goes full to Toritani. The Shobu pitch misses inside. Ball four. And walks have cost the Dragons dearly tonight. And with one out, they draw another. That brings up Akahoshi. Akahoshi bunts the ball up the first base side. Fielded by Grosseski, who throws over to first base in time for out number two. So that's the second sacrifice bunt by Akahoshi tonight. Putting runner at second base, and Sheets coming up to the plate with two-way. The first offering to Sheets just misses outside. Ball one. Hanshin Tigers lead this one by a score of 9-1. Batting in the top of the fifth inning. Second offering to Sheets misses inside and low. A good grab by Shimizu. Keep the ball from going back to the backstop. next offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Lee going back, and just before the warning track, lifts his glove up and makes the catch while still running back. So the Tigers are retired here in the fifth. A one out base on balls, and the runner is stranded at second. After four and a half now, Tigers continue to lead this one by a score of 9-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chunichi Dragons will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Araki, Fukudome, and Woods, here in the fifth inning. Araki struck out looking and singled left this evening, batting 258, no home runs and 3 RBIs. Swinging at the first pitch, grounds the ball to Toritani at short, who fires on to Sheets at first for out number 1. So, one pitch, one out for Shimoyanagi here in the fifth. And that'll bring up Fukudome, the Dragons' right fielder. Fukudome batting 333, 2 home runs and 10 RBIs on the year. Singled to right his first at bat and popped out to left his second. The first offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Imaoka gives chase, but that ball will go into the stands. Strike one. The second offering misses down low, ball two, or ball one rather. That evens the count at 1-1. 1-1, one away. Nobody on here in the top or the bottom of the fifth inning. Dragons trailing 9-1. Looking to get something going to make this game a little more respectable. Shimoyanagi's next offering misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The fourth offering, that one's in there for a called strike two on the inside part of the plate. 2-2 the count to Fukudome. The fifth offering swung on and grounded to the right side, but just foul of the right of the first base bag. Count remains 2-2 to Fukudome. The sixth offering misses low and away in the dirt. Ball three. Full count now. The Shobu pitch misses low and away. Appeal to third base umpire says Fukudome did not swing. And he draws a base on balls. That's the fourth base on balls given up by Shimoya Nagi tonight. And with one away, that'll bring up Woods, batting .333, 8 home runs, 21 RBIs, leading the Central League in both home runs and RBIs. And with Kanemoto's performance tonight, just leading by one in both those categories. First offering misses outside, ball one. Woods tonight struck out swinging and singled to right. Second offering misses high and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. The Giants have taken a 2-1 lead at Kyocera Dome, where they are hosting the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. Yokult and Yokohama rained out at Jingu. The third offering swung on and lifted deep to right field. Right fielder Hamanaka going over and in the corner. That ball goes into the stands. Foul. A long foul ball by Woods. Nakuten has scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning, still batting, and take a 3-1 lead over the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. At Goodwill Dome, Cebu Lions trail the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 1-4. Woods takes the next pitch, low and away, ball 3. 1 strike, 3 balls to count. And Lotte and Onyx were rained out at Chiba Marine Stadium. Next offering misses low and inside, ball 4. Woods draws a base on ball, so with one out, back-to-back walks. Put runners at first and second. And Morino will be coming up next. Ochiai Kantoku smiling about something in the first base dugout. Pitching coach heads out to the mound to have a talk with Shimoya Nagi, who has a comfortable 8-run lead here in the 5th inning. He's thrown 92 pitches so far to 22 batters, walked 5. Struck out 4. Morino batting .360 on the season. Stands in. And the first pitch to Morino catches the outside corner for a called strike 1. Morino has drawn a base on balls and grounded out to short. Next offering swung on and lined into the stands on the right side. 4-2 quick strikes on the Dragon left fielder. The third offering misses just outside, ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Moreno. Dragons have runners at first and second and one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing 9-1. The fourth offering, called strike three. Moreno goes down looking. And Shimoyanagi catches the outside corner. So that'll bring up Nakamura. Former Buffalo. Nakamura stranded the bases loaded in the first inning when he flew out to center. Batting 250, one home run, seven RBIs. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. Shimoyanagi thought he should have had that call. As the clock strikes eight, we're 2 hours into this one. In the bottom of the fifth inning. Considering that we were still in the second inning after 1 hour, I think the pace has picked up a bit. Nakamura lifts the next pitch up to the right side. Sheets, stepping back, calls for the ball. And just beyond the line for the infield, in shallow right field, makes the catch. Four out number three. So the Dragons get a couple of base runners here in the fifth inning, but come up empty. At the end of five complete now, they trail this one by a score of 9-1. And while the ground crews come out, this would be a good time to catch up, review a bit on what's happened this game for those of you who joined us late. In the first inning, Toritani led off, lining a single through the left side on the first pitch by Chunichi pitcher Nagamine. He was sacrificed to second by Akahoshi. Then Sheets singled to center to put runners at the corners. Kanemoto followed with a sacrifice fly to right, and we had two out and one on. It looked like Nagamine was going to get out of this inning with just one run, but the hit parade started for the Hanshin Tigers. Imaoka singled up the middle. Hamanaka doubled off the left field wall, driving in a run. Yano doubled to left into the left center gap, driving in two more. Sekimoto then drew a base on balls. Shimoyanagi singled up the middle, a sharp line drive past the pitcher to load the bases. Then Toritani drew a base on balls on four pitches to walk in a run and chase Nagamine. Aono came in and gave up a infield single to Akahoshi on the first pitch he threw, driving in one more run, and with the bases still loaded, Sheets grounded out to third to end the inning. That was six runs on seven hits for the Tigers there in the first. For the Chunichi Dragons, they scored their lone run in the second inning. Tanishige, with one out, grounded the ball up the middle. One out later, he moved to second base on a walk to Ibata. And Araki, with the count full, no, with the 2-2 count, hit a... single to left field to score the runner. And we're back Kanemoto leads off the sixth inning here, flying out to Morino in left on the first pitch. One pitch, one away for the Tigers here in the sixth. In the fourth inning, it was Kanemoto's three-run home run. Akahoshi and Sheets singled to lead off the fourth, and Kanemoto homered to right, putting the Tigers up 9-1. First pitch to Imaoka here is in there for a called strike one. Imaoka batting .295 on the season, no home runs and four RBIs. Next offering, one bounder, fielded well by Shimizu. 1-1 the count to Imaoka. We're now in the sixth inning. One away. Tigers leading 9-1. Next pitch by Vraseski. Misses outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count. The fourth order. The fourth offer, grounded to Araki at second base. Throws over to Woods for out number two. So that'll bring up right fielder Hamanaka. Grzeski, the third pitcher of the evening for the Dragons. The first offering to Hamanaka, misses high and away, ball one. Second offering, low and inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Third pitch, misses high and away, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Hamanaka. The fourth offering, swung on and lifted to right center field. It's center fielder Lee who makes the catch and throws the ball into the stands. As the Tigers go down in order here in the sixth. So after 5.5 now, the Tigers continue to lead this one by a score of 9-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host of Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We have a new pitcher for the Hanshin Tigers. Egusa comes to the mound. He's thrown in 5 games, has yet to give up and earned runs this season. He'll be facing the bottom of the Dragon Order in Lee, the pitcher spot, and Shimizu. First offering by Egusa misses for ball one. The second pitch swung on and lifted deep to right field. The right fielder goes back, and that ball is off the top of the wall. So Lee, a leadoff double off the top of the right field wall. Get something going for the Dragons here in the bottom of the 6th inning. That'll bring up Sawai, 1-for-9, a 1.11 average, pinch hitting for the pitcher. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering, that one's in there for a called strike two on the inside part of the plate at the knees. Egusa, second pitcher for the Tigers, on the mound. The third offering swung on and missed. Strike three. Ball down low and away. Sawai unable to hold up. Actually going all the way around on that. Caught fishing. That'll bring up Shimizu. Shimizu, 0-for-2 on the season. Pinch hit for the pitcher in the fourth inning, stayed in the game behind the plate, and he's swinging at the first pitch, and he gets a one-bound, two-bound into right center field. Lee holds on at third base. And the Dragons have runners at the corners now with one away here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up the top of the order in Ibata. So that was Shimizu's first hit of the year. Goes from batting 0 to 333. Ibata stands in. The first pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Ibata batting 269 on the season, one home run, 7 RBIs. Has drawn a pair of walks and flown out to right. Second offering, swung on a grounder to the right side. Sekimoto up with the ball, throws to Toritani for one, the relay back to first. In time, double play, and the Dragons fail to get anything yet again here in the sixth. So after six complete now, the Tigers continue to lead this one by a score of 9-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Dragons, with the pinch hitter for the pitcher, it's Ramirez taking the mound. The fourth pitcher for the night for the Dragons. He'll be facing the bottom of the Hanshin order in Yano Sekimoto and the pitcher spot. The first pitch to Yano misses just a little low and inside, ball one. Yano batting .228 on the season, no home runs and 8 RBIs. Had a 2 RBI double his first at bat tonight. Swings and fouls next pitch off and out of play to the right side. He's also grounded out to short and struck out swinging this evening. The third offering misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The fourth offering swung on and lined over the shortstop. One bound, two bounds to left fielder Moreno. Base hit. So the leadoff man is aboard here in the seventh for the Hanshin Tigers. That'll bring up second baseman Sekimoto. Sekimoto calls time. Steps out of the batter's box. Ramirez set. The first offering misses down low. Ball one. Hiroshima tied the game up at Kyocera Dome against the Giants. Next pitch misses down low, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Sekimoto. Hiroshima tied the game up 2-2 in the top of the seventh, and the Giants scored one in the bottom half and are still batting. And Sekimoto swings and grounds the next pitch through the right side into right field. Base hit. And with that hit, all 9 starting Tigers have a hit tonight. Giants lead Hiroshima 3-2 now after 7 complete at Kyocera Dome. Lockton takes a 4-1 lead over the SoftBank Hawks at Fullcast Stadium Miyagi. Akamatsu is the pinch hitter for the pitcher. 0-9 on the season. Takes first 2 pitches for balls. No strikes, 2 balls to count. The third offering swung on and lifted to the right side. That ball has Fukudome giving chase. But it'll go into the stands and out of play. One strike, 2 balls to count. Buckton leading the Hawks 4-1 after 7 complete at Fullcast Stadium Miyagi. And Seibu still trailing Nippon Ham 4-1 at Goodwill Dome. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2 to Akamatsu. Pinch hitting for Egusa. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Nakamura up with the ball, throws to second for one. No relay to first. So they cut down the lead runner, or they cut down the middle runner, rather. As Akamatsu reaches on the fielder's choice. That brings us to the top of the order in Toritani. Toritani takes first pitch for a called strike one. Toritani 1-for-2 and a pair of walks so far tonight. Single to left on the first pitch of the game. Second offering in the dirt. Good block by Shimizu. Evening the count at 1-1, holding the runners at first and third. The third offering misses just a little high and away. Ball two, one strike, two balls to count. Two games rained out tonight. Yakult and Yokohama at Jingu and Lotte Orix at Chiba Marine Stadium. Next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Iwata throws to Araki for one. The relay to first in time, double play. The Dragons are out of the pinch here in the seventh. Yet, after 6.5, they continue to trail this one by a score of 9-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're at Nagoya Dome tonight. Junichi Dragons hosting the Hanshin Tigers. Egusa's first offering to Araki here in the 7th inning. Misses inside. Ball 1. Second offering. Inside again. Ball 2. No strikes. 2 balls to Araki. Araki is 1 for 3 tonight. A single. Sandwiched between strikeout looking and ground out too short. Next pitch misses low and inside. Ball 3. No strikes. 3 balls. The fourth offering by Egusa in there for called strike 1. Araki taking the pitch. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Sekimoto up with the ball. Throws over to Sheets at first. One away. And actually, yeah. The Hanshin Tigers, when Egusa came in, mixed up their order. Akamatsu came in the game not as a pinch hitter, but as the right fielder. Speaking of right fielders, Fukudome takes the first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike 1. The second offering in there for a called strike 2. 2 quick strikes on Fukudome. And the third offering misses low and away. Ball 1. 2 strikes and a ball. Egusa working quickly. Egusa came in Hamanaka's spot. The next pitch, this is low and away, ball 2. 2 strikes, 2 balls to count. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt outside. Ball gets away from Yano. And the count goes full. So Egusa in the number 6 spot in the batting order. Akamatsu in the number 9 slot. Hamanaka out of the game, and the next pitch misses for ball 4. The Dragons get a one out base runner here in the bottom of the 7th. So, defensively, for the Tigers, they have Egusa pitching. Yano behind the plate, Sheets at first, Sekimoto at second, Imoka at third, Toritani at short, Kanemoto in left, Akahoshi in right, and Akamatsu in right field. And Woods singles the first pitch through the left side. For a base hit. Wood's second hit of the night. Put the ball just between the third baseman and shortstop. That'll bring up left fielder Morino. First pitch in there for a called strike 1. Left-handed Egusa on the mound. We have runners at first and second. One away. Next pitch swung on and fouled off the catcher. Ooh. It knocked Yano's mask sideways. he took that ball hard in the mask. He tells the trainer he's okay. But his face doesn't say it. So two quick strikes on Moreno. The third offering misses up high. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. The Dragons have runners at first and second. One away here in the bottom of the seventh inning, trying to get something going. Next offering swung on and grounded up the middle. Sekimoto fields the ball just right of the second base bag. Shovels the ball to Toritani on second base bag. Who throws to first in time. 4-6-3 double play. And with that, the Dragons are retired in the seventh. So the Dragons get a couple base runners, but still nothing to show for it. After seven complete now, Hanshin continues to lead this one 9-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In the pitch for the Chunichi Dragons, Kobayashi. Kobayashi has appeared in 8 games, has a 3.60 ERA. Dragons relief corps doing pretty well. Nagamine failed to get out of the first inning. The 6 runs in the first all charged to him. Also, after giving up a base hit, which allowed one run to score in the first, managed to finish him off. First pitch to Akahoshi, misses for ball one. Second offering in there for strike one. 1-1 the count. To Akahoshi, leading off the top of the eighth inning. Third offering misses just outside, ball one. One strike, two balls to count. Tigers sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters. Akahoshi, Sheets, and Kanemoto this inning. Fourth offering misses low and away, ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Akahoshi so far tonight has sacrificed twice and has a pair of singles. So 2 for 2. Takes the next pitch high and tight. Ball four. So Akahoshi leads off the eighth, drawing a base on balls. Kobayashi, the fifth pitcher of record for the Dragons. Sheets grounds the first pitch to the left side. Ibata up with the ball, throws to Araki, relay to Woods. 6-4-3, Taylor made, double play. So leadoff walk is erased as Sheets grounds into the double play on the first pitch. That brings up Kanemoto batting .383 on the season. A big three-run home run in the fourth inning, putting the Tigers up 9-1 at the time. And that's where we are now. First pitch, Kanemoto bailing out, called strike one on the inside corner. Kanemoto comes back in. Really? The second offering misses outside, evening the count at 1-1. Left-handed Kobayashi facing left-handed Kanemoto. The third offering misses low and inside. Ball two, one strike, two balls. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. 2-2, two down, nobody on here in the top of the eighth inning. Hanshin Tigers leading by a score of 9-1. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. We'll do it again. Two offering. Swung on and fouled off his face. Ooh. The ball knocked Kanemoto's own helmet off. Ooh. Looked like the ball hit just above Kanemoto's left eye. Almost toward the temple. He's smiling, says he's okay to the umpire there. But, ooh, that looked a little scary. Maybe he should have a ear protector on the left side as well. Next offering swung on and lifted high to the infield. The third baseman Nakamura calls for the ball and on the pitcher's mound makes the catch for out number three. So a leadoff base on balls turns to naught as it's three up, three down for the Tigers. Here in the eighth, after 7.5 now, they continue to command this game 9-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Hockey Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Hanshin Tigers, Aiki comes in to pitch the 8th. He'll be facing numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Nakamura, Lee, and most likely a pinch hitter for the pitcher, Kobayashi. Aiki finishes his warm-up pitches. Kubo pitching coach heads to the third base dugout. And Nori Nakamura steps in. Nakamura has flown out to center, struck out swinging, and flown out to first so far tonight. Batting 246 on the season, one home run, seven RBIs. That bases loaded chance in the first. First offering down the middle for a called strike one. The second offering, that one misses outside, evening the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering swung on and grounded to the left side. A high ground ball. Imaoka waits for the ball to come down. Fires across the diamond in time for out number one. That'll bring up left or center fielder Lee. Lee batting 274 on the season. Has grounded out to third, flown out to left, and doubled off the right center wall. Takes first pitch for ball one. The second offering swung on a miss. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Relief pitchers have had pretty quick paces tonight. This is unusual. Usually when relief pitchers come in, everything slows down. Next offering, swung on and grounded past Imaoka to left field. Lee rounds first, heads into second, standing up. It looks like the Tigers are just standing around watching everything go on. I'm not sure what happened there. The ball was grounded between Imaoka and the third base bag, and it didn't even look like Imaoka was going to try for the ball. And then as the ball goes into the corner, the infielders all just seem to be standing around watching. We have pinch hitter for the pitcher. Hidenori, 1-for-3 on the season. Takes the first pitch low and away, ball one. Runner at second base, one out. Hidenori pinch hitting. The second offering swung on and grounded back to the pitcher. He looks. Lee back to second base, throws over to first. Two away. So that'll bring up Shimizu, the dragon catcher. Came in as a pinch hitter for the pitcher and stayed in the game. First pitch misses way outside, ball one. Good stretch by Yano to field the ball. The second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. Shimizu has called a good game since coming in. The Dragons have not allowed a run. The third offering misses down low. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Hanshin scoring six in the first inning. Batting around. Sending up 12 batters in the first. Next offer, called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And in the top of the fourth inning, a three-run home run by Kanemoto put the Tigers up 9-1. Next pitch misses way outside. Ball three, full count. Runner at second, full count. Two away here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing by eight. The Dragons are batting. Aiki on the mound for the Tigers. Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle, and Araki makes a diving, or not Araki, Sekimoto makes a diving catch, gets up, throws to first base, not in time. Shimizu beats out an infield single. It was a great play by Sekimoto to stop the ball from going into center field and most likely prevent a run. But now, Dragons have runners at the corners. Two away. And Ibata swings at the first pitch, grinding the ball to the left side. Third baseman Imaoka fields the ball on a big hop, throws to first in time, three away. So the Dragons once more get a runner as far as third base, but no farther. At the end of eight complete now, they trail this one 9-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Takahashi comes in to pitch for the Chunichi Dragons this inning. He'll be facing Imaoka to lead off, and Imaoka swinging at the first pitch, and he lines the ball right to Fukudome in right field for out number one. Next up is the pitcher spot. And we have a pinch hitter being announced. Number 50, Takahashi, to face Takahashi. Takes first pitch for ball one. The second offering catches the inside corner, evening the count at 1-1. Next offering, swung on and lifted high to the right side. Araki calling for the ball and just beyond the infield line on the artificial turf, makes the catch for out number two. So two quick outs for the Tigers here in the ninth. And Takahashi will face catcher Yano. Two out, nobody on. Yano batting 241. First offering, slow curveball, misses down low. Ball one. Left-handed pitcher facing right-handed batter. The second offering in there for a called strike one. The third offering lined right at Woods at first base. Three away. So it's three up, three down for the Hanshin Tigers in the ninth. Going to the bottom of the ninth, the Dragons have a big deficit to make up, trailing 9-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Hanshin Tigers, it's the fourth pitcher of the night, Kubota, coming in to close. JFK no K. Looks like that's all we'll see of JFK tonight. He'll be facing numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Araki, Fukudome, and Woods. Kubota's first offering to Araki. In there for a called strike one. Up at the letters. Araki batting 250, no home runs, 3 RBIs. 1 for 4 so far tonight. Second offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. 2 quick strikes on Araki. The third offering. Kubota is coming right in there, and Araki battles it off, fouling the ball off to the right side. Araki is struck out looking, singled to left, grounded out to short, and grounded out to second. Next offering misses inside, ball one, 2 strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and a broken bat. The ball grounded to the third base coach. The bat grounded to shortstop. Araki heads back and gets a new bat as the ball boy retrieves the bat from Toritani. The clock strikes 9. We're now 3 hours into this. Game a much better pace than it started off at. At this point, 2 hours ago, we were still in the second inning. Next offering, another broken bat, grounded to the shortstop with a ball this time. Toritani up with the ball, throws to first in time, one away. This time, Araki just broke a chip off the bat instead of a big chunk. That'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome batting 333 on the season. One for two with a pair of base on balls tonight. Swings and fouls the first pitch off to the left side into the stands. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. 2 quick strikes on Fukudome. So Kubota challenging the batters. The third offering taken down low. Appeal to the third base umpire says no. Fukudome did not swing. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering misses down low, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Dragons trailing 9-1 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. One away, nobody on. Dragons would certainly like to make this look a little more respectable. Next pitch misses down low, ball three. Full count now to Fukudome. Dragons have managed to get runners on all night. They just haven't been able to get them past third base. Next offering swung on and lined into center field. Center fielder Akahoshi going back at the warning track makes the catch for out number two. Fukudome flies out to straightaway center. And that'll bring up first baseman Tyrone Woods. Tyrone, Central League home run and RBI king. But after Kanemoto's performance tonight, that just by one each. First offering misses low and away, ball one. Woods struck out swinging his first at bat, singled to right, drew a base on balls, and singled to left. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. So Kubota challenging the first two batters. Kind of finessing Woods here. The third offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. The fourth offering in the dirt. Ball three, one strike, three balls. The fifth pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman Sheets up with the ball. He takes it to the bag himself. And the game is over. The Hanshin Tigers win their second game at Nagoya Dome in 2 years. Shimo Yanagi gets the win, throwing 5 innings. Game totals for the Hanshin Tigers, 9 runs on 13 hits and no errors. Chunichi Dragons scored 1 run on 9 hits and committed 1 error. A quick run through of the other games. The Giants defeated the Hiroshima Carp at Kyocera Dome, 3-2. The only other Central League game was rained out. Yakult hosting Yokohama at Jingu. Over in the Pacific League, Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles defeated the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks 6-2 at Fullcast Stadium Miyagi. In the bottom of the 8th inning, the Cebu Lions trail the Hokkaido Nipponham Fighters 2-4 at Goodwill Dome. And Chiba Lotte Marines and Phoenix Buffaloes were rained out at Chiba Marine Stadium. The final here once again. Hanshin Tigers 9, Chunichi Dragons 1. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. ProYaki Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westbay, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care.